Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Well, it's a big night tonight, Damien Leith. In fact, a massive night. The Masked Singer is back.
The Masked Singer. Oh, my goodness me. This is the one show that when you start watching it, you watch it firstly and you go, oh, my goodness me. Okay, they're all in costumes. And, and then you get drawn in.
You
and
do.
Then you get sucked in and you're like, oh, then we're all speculating who is who and what have they done and all.
Season after season and now this season as well. We've got the host, Osher Ginsberg, who joins us this morning. Osher, I want to ask you, mate, when you first heard of this concept, just like Damien was saying, you know, hey, Osher, we got this idea for you, we got this project, mate. All of these people who are going to be in masks, they're all going to be singing. Did you sit back and go, what the hell do they want me to get involved in?
Well, Australia is an interesting country when it comes to television in that they're not going to try anything that hasn't worked overseas already, right? Mm. No one's going to start a new burger chain here. They're going to go, give us Burger King, give us Macca's, we'll be fine. We know it works. So, similarly, I knew this was I was actually on holidays with my family in 2019. And we were in America, and a mate of mine that I used to work on TV there with said, oh, my God, you've got to see this show from South Korea. It's called Masked Singer. They're just shooting it now. It's going to be amazing. And I had a look at it. I'm like, that's bananas. That's going to be incredible. And so when I heard about it, I was like, absolutely, yes. I'm in. Because what I love about this show is, like, I don't know about you guys, but Survivor was amazing last night, right?
Yeah.
$500,000. Incredible strategy. Incredible gameplay. Unbelievable. Our show, none of that. There's no prize. It means nothing. There's no strategy. There's a trophy we bought off Gumtree. Like, it really, it doesn't, it means, it's meaningless, which I love about it. All we're doing is asking a question at the start of the show and answering a question at the end of the show. It's the most perfect storytelling. I love it.
Well, you know, I think that's why it's so popular, isn't it? Because it draws you in. You don't have to think about it too much. It is a bit of fun. That's what it's about. It's a bit of fun. And you do get to see some, you know, extraordinary voices. Now, I got to ask you a question. Okay, I've got a mate that keeps calling me the whole time because the promotions for the show have been coming up. And there's one singer on the show in the advert. And my mate is convinced it's me. All right. Osher, can you confirm that I'm not on the show?
Look, if I said yes, I'd break my contract. And if I said no, I'd break my contract.
Oh.
Everything's a guess until the mask comes off. And someone in a mask would grill me on air to get their plausible alibi valid.
Damien.
Well, no, okay. Well,
no, this is you. This is definitely you. That falsetto, man. That falsetto is you, Damien Leith. Come on, Osher. Give us a little clue.
It could be.
Oh, look at this. Hey, listen, you just get me in trouble, okay? I did say I had to leave work early tonight.
Everything's a guess until the mask comes off, I'm telling you. But the other thing that people really love, and our teenager, she loves to watch this with us, which is wild because she never watches TV.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my industry is vanishing every second. But she loves to play along because, you know, there's a guess and then it's like, okay, let's go into Instagram. Let's see where they were in June. Were they in a hotel quarantine somewhere? Did they mysteriously not post anything for 2 weeks? Doop-de-doop-de-doo. Have they suddenly liked someone who's on the panel? You know what I mean? They're putting it all together. They're like Charlie and Always Sunny in Philadelphia with the big board. They're making it all happen, you know? And that's the other part of the show that's really fun is the sleuthing part.
Yeah. That's what my wife really gets into and the kids really get into it as well. It is on tonight. Make sure you watch this bloke, Osher Ginsberg, on The Masked Singer. Osher, great to catch up. We'll see you on the box.
Great to see you, and see you tonight, Damien.
See ya.
Oh, no,
Damien. We've both got caught.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Straney, you've got four kids. Okay. Now, with your kids, do you find that your kids like to get your phone and run off with it and use your phone?
All the time.
And does it drive you nuts?
All the time.
And do you spend your time going around saying, hey, give me back my phone! I need my phone.
The time.
All right, so I'm not alone in this.
No.
Okay, all right.
I think it's every mum and dad in the world, right?
It's the most annoying thing, you know, phones. But then on the flip side, it keeps them entertained as well.
So it does, yeah.
There are positive sides about it. What I found recently is Kiki, my little daughter, so she's 10 years of age, she's getting into games on phones. She never was into them, but now she is.
Sure.
And what she does is she comes up to me. She got my phone. She'll come up to me and say, "Dad, look, look." And then she'll point the phone and my face is the recognition to buy an app. She points the phone at me and it recognizes my face, and suddenly there's an app being installed on my phone.
Yep.
She's doing it all the time. And, you know, I'm constantly calling her back and saying, "Kiki, give me that back. I don't even know what you got. You know, I don't even know what it is." Mm. Anyway, it's becoming a thing. The trend has got to a new level. I was having a nap at the weekend, okay?
Oh, no.
I was having a nap.
Don't you do.
Minding my business.
No.
Fast asleep. And you know when you're in that kind of half asleep form where you know something's going on in your room? And I'll open my eyes and Kiki's in front of me. Kiki's in front of me. I'm lying on my side in bed, all right? Half my face pressed against the pillow. Kiki has got the phone aimed at my face.
That is next level brilliant.
To get an app. I was like, you know, come on, you have to commend that.
I do commend that. I think that is brilliant.
That is next level.
That is the start of a criminal mastermind right there.
That,
well done,
that
Kiki.
Is the CIA. That is FBI. This is Kiki's taking it to them. She snuck in. She's like, I think she came from the roof on a lead from the roof.
Mission Impossible.
She just hovered over the ground, got my face. Thank God, it's just face recognition. Can you imagine if you've actually got a, you know, like the Nicolas Cage face off, you know?
Yeah.
You wake
See,
up and
I'm a little bit annoyed at Kiki because she has gone next level. But simplest way to do it is to take a photo of you and go, "Dad, I just want to take a photo. Can you smile? Click. Yep, got it." She saves that to an iPad or something around the home.
That means multiple devices.
Your phone, and then boom.
Multiple devices.
Yeah. Surely you've got multiple devices in your home, Damien. One of the boys might have an iPhone.
I will tell you this. This is a hack for the Illawarra right now, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't work for her. Because when I left here on Friday, I decided, hey, I'm going to grow a beard this weekend. Hey, the iPhone doesn't recognize a beard. So here you go. It didn't know who I was. It was like, Kim, Grizzly Adams doesn't own this phone. So there you go. Take that, Kiki. And all the kids in the Illawarra.
7:14.
True story.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
But the one exercise that you really hate the most, what is it?
Burpees. Burpees. Mm-hmm. If somebody turned around to me right now and said, "Hey, Damien, can you do 30 burpees?"
Mm-hmm.
I would really struggle. I would hate every second of it.
Yeah.
Because of all the things to do, burpees are just the most strenuous. They cover every part of your body. Mm. But the thing about it is, okay, I hate them, but some people love them.
They do.
Some people are extraordinary. Mm. And we actually have an extraordinary person right now on the phone, Senior Constable Todd Kremer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
Well, good. We're a hell of a lot better than you, Toddy, because... Mate, you have completed an extraordinary feat. You've helped raise money for Alive, which is the Youth Suicide Prevention Program. Tell us a little bit about Alive, firstly, and why you wanted to get involved with these guys.
So Alive, when I came up with the idea a few months ago, I was looking around for some people that I thought, you know, who can I get behind and obviously try and, you know, get a message across. And Alive was one that I looked at. They're non-government funded. They, you know, are completely community driven. They try and, all the funds they raise, they try and give that back to the community to help kids. They're more of a suicide prevention rather than sort of like a reaction, I suppose, for lack of a better word. They get behind, and for $25 for 12 months, they can keep a kid in their programs, which is absolutely phenomenal. So that's why I got behind them.
Well, look, an amazing cause. Now, what you actually did to get behind them is just phenomenal. I've got to be totally honest with you. All right, you set out to do burpees, all right, all night long. All right, for 10 hours, 10 hours of burpees, all right, from dusk till dawn, and you did 5,000 burpees. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and it's one of those things that I had it in my mind that, you know, I'd probably get maybe 3,500 to 4,000 done. And, you know, when I got to the middle of the night and I'd sort of got pretty close to that milestone, it was just sort of thought, well, just keep going, just keep pushing. And yeah, 5,000, it's, you know, if I sort of did a workout with sort of, you know, anywhere up to 100 to 300 burpees in it, it was one of those ones where I just sort of thought, oh, this is going to be a brutal workout. So yeah, definitely felt it by yesterday, today still even.
How did you stay focused? I know whenever I'm doing a workout at all, okay, burpees, I wasn't joking, they are my least favorite thing. And a lot of people say that because they're hard. There's no doubt. They're a very hard thing to do. How did you keep on going? So you're 2,000 burpees into it. What was going through your mind to go, hey, come on, I can do a few more burpees?
So for me, it was, I suppose what went through my mind, it was a challenge between mentally and physically the whole night, I can tell you that. You know, I got to midnight and I sort of thought, you know, this is just crazy. I've got hours to go. And then, you know, through the middle of the night when the body started to want to shut down as well, and then obviously it reverted back to the mental element again. But for me, I just sort of thought, you know, it's 10 hours for me, and it's a lifetime for a whole family that's lost a child. So that, it just kept pushing me that way. I just kept putting that back in the front of my mind and thinking, well, this is only a short term for me. It, you know, I can keep going.
Wow, mate. You really are extraordinary. You're a great cop. You look after the Kangaroo Valley so very, very well. But to do 5,000 burpees from dusk to dawn, beginning at dusk on Friday, you collapsed in a heap on Saturday morning, understandably. Now, you thought, well, I might raise around about $10,000. But, Todd, congratulations, mate. Over $27,000. Can people still donate?
Yeah, they certainly can. They can get behind it still through mycause.com.au and search burpees for a cause, or through my Instagram, which is SWATFITPT. They can follow the link there in my bio. They certainly can get behind it, and obviously every little bit helps. As I said, $25 for 12 months, and at the moment, with the amount that's sitting there, that's well over 1,000 kids that have had their lives changed, so that's fantastic.
Mate, absolutely brilliant cause. You're a good man, and enjoy, if you can still use your arms, pick up a beer and enjoy it, mate. Yeah, it's a job well done.
Yeah, well earned.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jen. So I certainly will.
There you go, Todd Kremer, Kangaroo Valley cop, looking after his community and looking after the prevention of youth suicide, which is a brilliant cause. Over $27,000 and 5,000 burpees. Damien, you might as well get started now, mate. All right?
Oh no.
Good luck.
No, I can't do it. I can't.
Thanks to Wollongong Master, you'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We've been in lockdown for quite some time. And one thing I've discovered, and I don't know if you feel this way as well, but you start running out of things to talk about.
And
do.
Mate.
And you start landing on strange topics of conversation. The kids brought up the whole topic of where their names came from. All right. So that's a clear indication. We've run out of things to talk about, you know. But it was interesting once we started going through it. It was Kiki who kind of started the whole conversation, because Kiki's it's not a common name. It's not really. Her name's Kiki Bo. All right. And the origins of her name, as it turns out, is that when she was in Eileen's tummy, she kicked a lot. And Jagger, my middle son, he kept saying, Kiki, 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 kicking.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
kicking.
Right.
And it went from there, and that's how she became Kiki.
Kiki.
But if she hadn't been a boy, she would have been called Bowie. So that's why she's Kiki Bo. And the stories kind of went from there. But the one that they were most fascinated with, my kids, was Eileen's middle name. Her name is O'Grady.
Oh.
O'Grady. And they,
it's like a surname as a middle name.
Well, they were blown away by it. The kids were like, O'Grady, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And there's a gorgeous Irish song that goes, Eileen O'Grady, a real Irish lady.
Sure.
And Eileen's dad is Irish.
Yes.
And, you know, he's kind of thrown back to his time
his,
in Ireland.
His own childhood.
Yeah. So she got a she got a surname for for a middle name.
Which, so he's remembering that song, Eileen O'Grady.
Eileen O'Grady.
And thought, oh, well, we'll call her Eileen. What's her middle name? Hang on. Eileen O'Grady. O'Grady, all right, darling. O'Grady
will do. Sure, that's fine. Eileen O'Grady. Yeah. He was like, funny she doesn't need another last name.
Yeah, it's funny how names come about like that. I mean, like you told us about Jagger and obviously Jarvis as well.
Jarvis Dion.
Yeah, yeah.
Not named after Celine Dion, by the way. Which we constantly have to tell him that, because as the years have gone on, now he knows who Celine Dion is. He's like, why would you name me after Celine Dion? Like, we like Dion. There wasn't a reference. Yeah. Nothing against Celine
it's
Dion.
It's fascinating, though, to find out how people name their children.
Yeah.
And how you, in fact, maybe got your name. I mean, Adam's a pretty easy one.
What's your middle name?
I was the first one born in the family. Middle name is James.
Oh, you're very formal. Mm. Adam James Strange. Mm.
Well, that was a name that's been used often in the family. So, right, you know, we're not calling our kid James. He's the firstborn. We'll call him Adam, and then use the name that was used in the family for quite a while.
Well, that's in the Leith household, at least family. There's four Pauls.
Yeah, right.
Been passed down. Paul Senior, Paul Junior, Paul Junior, Junior. You know, it just keeps on going down.
It
so Paul's a common
quite
one.
A lot. Yeah. Paul the Fourth. Ah, oh, good on you, Paul Leith the Fourth.
Paul Leith the Fourth.
See, I would love a name like that. That's what I would love. But you know,
it needs to have the fourth.
It
though,
does. Yeah.
That's got to be part of the name. It should be on
junior,
the birth
junior,
cert.
Junior.
It's got to have the fourth.
Yeah. And we want to find out this morning, how did you get your names? How did you get the first name, the middle name? What were the origins of it?
Tell us about it, you know. Like, I was quite surprised when the kids brought it up. I was like, actually, that's quite interesting.
Good
one.
You can have a good chat.
I was named that. I'm Damien Leo Leith.
Damien Leo Leith.
Damien Leo Leith. Leo.
Damien Leo Leith.
Damien Leo Leith.
Oh, that's a hard one to say.
It's like an Italian name. Hey, it's Damien Leo Leith. Lolle.
Just give us a call, Illawarra. We'd love to find out how the origins of your names came about. In Albion Park Rail, let's go to Tegan about her name.
Well, my parents were very into Doctor Who when they had me. And my name is after two of the companions in Doctor Who. So Tegan was an Aussie flight attendant in England, and she went into the blue box. And met the doctor.
All right.
And Nissa, which is my second name, was also a companion of Doctor Who, and they were both around at the same time with the fourth doctor, Tom Baker.
Wow. Oh, one of the most popular doctors too, Tom Baker. Sounds like Nissa. All of that has been given to Tegan. That fascination in Doctor Who's been given to Tegan too.
Well, that's pretty cool. Tegan Nissa.
It's a nice name, isn't it? I'm also going to go to Skye in Dapto, Damien.
All right, Skye again, a beautiful name. Where did you get that name from?
It all started the day my mum went into hospital to have me. My pop was helping my dad do stuff around the house on the roof. Then mum went in to go into hospital, and my pop said to her, oh, and you're going to say goodbye to me? And she said, oh, yeah, you'll see me later. And he goes, no, I won't. He goes, oh, if it's a girl, make sure you call her Skye Renee. So she went to a hospital and she had me. And then a few hours later, she found out that her father had a massive heart attack and died.
Oh, my God. Skye.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jeez. We're actually silent after that.
But what a beautiful story to be able to tell, that you're named after your grandfather who reminded your mum of that, even though she lost him that same day that you came into the world.
Unbelievable.
And on the same day, my cousin turned one.
Oh, wow. Gee. Crikey. What about that story, Skye? Thanks so much for sharing
it. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, gee, you actually gave me shivers there. I've got to be honest with you. I've got goosebumps right now just with what you say. That's unbelievable.
And great story from Skye. Tell your friends about that one. Crikeys.
Yeah.
That was a ripper.